As women and as moms and homemakers, we want to feel confident and comfortable in our own skin in what we wear. And if we are wearing something that we don't feel comfortable in, it shows. I know, it's not that easy, friend, but you will thank yourself later if you do this. Hey, homemaker, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. My name is Brianne, your new mom BFF. I'm a wife, mom, homemaker, and entrepreneur saved by grace, passionate about motivating mamas to step into the calling that God has placed on their lives. I truly believe that God is raising a generation of Proverbs 31 women to lead the way and show what it looks like to not only steward your family and home well, but to also use your gifts and talents to make an impact in the world. On this podcast, you can expect to hear episodes on how to balance your home life and entrepreneurship without sacrificing time with the ones you love most. Some topics include faith, simplifying your home, business decluttering, marketing, and much more. Sounds like your kind of podcast? Then you are totally in the right place. I'm so glad you're here, Mama. Welcome home. Hello, friend, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. Oh my goodness, can you believe it? At the time of this recording, we are in March of 2024, which is bananas. Now, I don't know about you, but March is probably one of my favorite months of all time because this is when the weather starts to warm up just a tad bit and we start to get a sneak peek or glimpse into spring. And since it's almost spring, you know what that means, homemakers, spring cleaning. So what I did recently was I went back into the analytics of this podcast and learned that you love it when we do these series episodes. And one of the most downloaded podcast episodes is how to declutter your fall closet. So here we are. Think of this as a round two, so to speak. I'm really hoping and praying that I get to bring back these series every single year. And to start off this year for the month of March, we are doing the spring cleaning series. So welcome, friend. I am so pumped that you're here. And to kick off this spring cleaning series, this week we are going to talk all about how to simplify your wardrobe this spring. Are you ready? Oh my goodness, I so am. So let's go ahead and dive right on in. So if you remember from the last Declutter Your Closet episode, I had mentioned that there are three B's that you need to have nearby. So definitely make sure to grab that now as you are about to simplify your wardrobe. So the first B is a bag. This is your trash bag. The second B is a box, and that is your donation box where you're donating items. And the third is a bin. This is your storage bin. So now that you have your three B's, of course, make sure to have your favorite playlist nearby. The last decluttering episode, my jam was Shania while I was cleaning, but it has totally changed. So I have a playlist on my Spotify called 2000s Country, which hands down is so good. I swear I live in the 2000s, but besides the point, I listen to this on repeat. And even when I was decluttering the garage over the weekend, it was so life-giving. So maybe I'll go ahead and link the Spotify playlist below so you can listen to it too. But all of that to say, now that you've got your three B's and your fave playlist, let's go ahead and get started. Now, you know just as well as I do, sometimes in spring, you have some of these spurts of cold weather, especially if you live up north where it can go from like 60 degrees one day to 24 the next. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind to be equipped for the weather temperatures when it kind of starts to go a little bit all over the place. So now that you have that in your back of your mind, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to declutter your spring closet. So anything ripped or torn that you haven't had the time to want to go ahead and stitch back together, just go ahead and throw it in the trash. I know. It's not easy to do, especially if you know how much money you spent on it. But if it's ripped, unless it's ripped jeans, of course, throw it away. Now, any clothes that you know you want to wear this next fall or winter, but you know that you will not be wearing it in the next 3 to 4 weeks as the weather switches to spring, go ahead and put those clothes in your bin. Now, if your outfit is too small on you and you are holding on to it for dear life because you think you might be able to fit into it after your summer body, please, friend, consider going ahead and getting rid of it. Because chances are, even if you do end up fitting into it, styles change and you might not even care to wear it anymore. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. If it's too small, just try to get rid of it. Okie doke. Hey, homemaker, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to hop in super quick and let you know about a brand new freebie I created for you. You know, lately I have had a ton of people slide into my DMs and messages asking, how do I keep my home clean all the time? So I thought I would share my secret with you. Introducing the Tidy Home Freebie. The Tidy Home Freebie is my exact cleaning routine on how I keep my home clean and sparkly. So to grab your copy of the Tidy Home Freebie, head over to hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Again, the link is hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Now back to the episode. And the last thing I want you to do, friend, is just lug around clothes because it may or may not fit us in the future. So just go ahead, rip the Band-Aid and donate it. Now, I know I am so cut and dry when it comes to this topic of decluttering, but you have to be when you want to live a simple, uncluttered life. Okie doke. So once you have trashed the ripped clothes and you put away the clothes that you want to wear for the next fall or winter, I want you to take a second look at your wardrobe, okay? Be honest with yourself. On one side of the clothing rack, I want you to go ahead and separate the clothes that you feel hella confident in and the ones that you don't feel confident in at all, put it on the other side of the clothing rack. Now, why are we doing this? We are doing this because as women and as moms and homemakers, we want to feel confident and comfortable in our own skin in what we wear. And if we are wearing something that we don't feel comfortable in, it shows. And sometimes it puts a damper on our moods and how we present ourselves to others. Now, I'm not saying we should get dolled up all the time. That's totally up to you, especially if you're like me who hardly wears makeup. But it makes a difference in how you show up for your family and how you show up for the world based on how comfortable and confident you feel in the clothes that you wear. So that being said, separate the confident clothes from the clothes you wear and the ones you don't feel confident in. Then with the clothes you separated that you don't feel confident in, put those in a donation pile as long as they're in good condition. I know, it's not that easy, friend, but you will thank yourself later if you do this because this is how you simplify your wardrobe. But if you're like, no, Brianne, I cannot do it. I cannot go ahead and just put these clothes in donation pile. Here's what you're going to do, okay? For the next month, you're going to take all those clothes you don't feel confident in and turn the hanger the opposite way because it's going to get real hard to look at it without wanting to switch it back around. So if you wear the clothes you're not confident in and you start feeling confident in them, great, you can go ahead and put them in the confident clothes side of the clothing rack. But if you get to the end of the month and you haven't worn it, just go ahead and donate it. I love this exercise of separating your clothes, the confident clothes from the not so confident clothes, because it literally cuts your wardrobe in half, therefore simplifying it. And you realize, wow, I definitely don't wear all my clothes, and you can separate the emotions that come along with holding onto clothes. Now, one last thing, if you had a spring and summer bin with your clothes from last year, please don't forget to go through that while you're simplifying your wardrobe. If you know you're not going to wear it, donate it. If you know you won't fit in it, donate it. If you are a fashionista, I don't even know if people use that word anymore, but if you know it is out of style and you're a fashionista, just go ahead and donate it. And if you know that you won't feel confident in it, just go ahead and donate it. It is as simple as that. Now, not this month, but either next month or this summer, I think I might go ahead and do an episode on building a timeless capsule wardrobe. So one, your clothes never go out of style, but two, you feel confident in what you're wearing. So if that's something that interests you, just go ahead and slide into my DMs and let me know what you think if you want to hear an episode like that this spring or summer. So there you have it, friends, how to simplify your wardrobe. If you love this episode and it helped you a lot, go ahead and send it to a friend who needs to hear this. And as always, if you super love this episode, go ahead and screenshot it and tag me in your Instagram story over at Hardy Homemaker on Instagram so I can reshare your story and thank you for listening. I love you, sister, so much, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. And until next time, I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Hardy Homemaker podcast. For resources and materials, head over to hardyhomemaker.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that more mamas can find this podcast and live a simpler lifestyle too. Who knows? You might even have your review highlighted at the beginning of one of the next podcast episodes. As always, I am praying for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, I'll chat with you soon.